This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an encouraging message from our friends at Voice of Prophecy, a special feature on laughter and memory,
and a savory recipe from Gia and Olive. Stay with us.
Happy New Week to you, and thank you for joining us this Monday morning at Wake Up With Hope. You know, it's a great day to spend together remembering the hope we have in Jesus.
That's right, friends. Good morning to you. We are so happy you're with us, and we are here to help you start your week off right.
Yes.
And bring the peace of God into your heart and into your life.
You know, on today's program, we're telling you why you should be laughing more. It's a good remedy for your memory. So we have some details coming up, but first, let's take a close look at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 476 AD, Romulus Augustus, the last emperor of the Western Roman Empire, was deposed by Odoacer, a German barbarian who proclaims himself king of Italy. Odoacer was a mercenary leader in the Roman Imperial Army when he launched his mutiny against the young emperor. At Piacenza, he defeated Roman general Orestes, the emperor's powerful father, and then took Ravenna, the capital of the Western Empire since 402. Although Roman rule continued in the east, the crowning of Odoacer marked the end of the original Roman Empire, which centered in Italy.
You know, the Roman Empire has an incredible history. But did you know that most of it is actually prophesied in the scriptures? That's right. From the start of the empire to the fall, the Bible provides incredible insight into the history and future of the Roman Empire. And down to the end of time, as the coming of Jesus draws near, Rome will play a significant role in the battle between good and evil. And we encourage you to visit hope.study and see the course entitled Three Divine Messages to find out what you need to know about this. You know, ultimately, as we keep our eyes and focus on Jesus, we can be sure we will be ready for His soon coming.
Amen. This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Gia and Olive are joining us to share a delicious and easy rice salad recipe. Let's see what these two ladies are serving up today.
We're making a summery rice salad because the weather's really hot. This is a simple salad. It's easy to put together. You can double the recipe if you're having guests. Okay, so it's very simple. We are putting 2 cups of rice, cooked brown rice. If you want to cheat, just buy the packet ones that are already done at the shops. It's pretty easy. We're going to put 1 whole red onion, finely diced, a whole red capsicum. This is such a colorful salad, perfect for this weather. This really helps make the salad. It's apple. It's just red apple chopped up. You don't have to take the skin off. It's good because it actually gives the salad a crunch and a fresh burst of sweetness. And 1/3 of a cup of just chopped parsley. And 1/3 of a cup of raisins, which give it a really nice sweet flavor with the curry.
Sultanas,
okay. So we are making the dressing for it, which is 2 teaspoons of the curry powder. So 2 teaspoons of curry powder, 1/3 of a cup of apple cider vinegar, 1 whole garlic clove for the dressing, 1/4 of a cup of olive oil, just a nice mild olive oil because you don't want it to overpower the taste, and 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, Olive's favorite, maple syrup. Can you come and shake this for me? Shake it really well, okay? Because that's the dressing that we're going to put on top of the salad. Look how amazing this salad looks. Look at these colors. The kids love it, filling because of the rice. Come on. You finished? Okay, that was good shaking. Were you dancing and shaking? Okay, we'll pour it on top. Do you want to pour it on top for me? All right. Whoa, and I'll mix it through. Be sure to make this rice salad. It is delicious. And we will see you at the next episode. Enjoy the salad.
Never give up. You know, God never gives up on us. Chris James sings about this incredible truth as he sings, "You Never Give Up."
so long, I've lost my way. All I see is blowing sand, I can't see the master plan, and I'm afraid. With every fiber in my bones, I am trying to hold on, but I am weak. I'm falling once again, clawing for my favorites, and the outcome's bleak. But you never give up, no, you never give up on me. There's no way to understand it. It's beyond all comprehension that you love. Much pain, now I'm feeling so ashamed, I'm crying out,
I'm crying out.
But you never give up, no, you never give up on me. There's no way to understand it, it's beyond all comprehension that you love me just the way I am.
Our friends from Go Healthy for Good join us now to share today's exclusive health news.
Cannabis-exposed babies have a metabolic hit, blueberries and cranberries for type 2 diabetes, and walnuts for triglycerides. Cannabis-exposed babies face poorer metabolic health, a new study revealed. Researchers looked at 100 women who were pregnant, and 15% of them tested positive for cannabinoids at 27 weeks gestation. After the baby's birth, researchers measured fat mass, fat-free mass, insulin, and glucose levels to assess obesity predictions. Babies who were exposed to cannabis in utero were found to have poorer overall metabolic health. They had higher fat mass, higher fat-free mass, higher adiposity, and high fasting glucose. Along with these effects, exposed children were more likely to have a lower birth weight. Cannabis may not be the only affecting factor, as it's often used alongside tobacco and other substances, and co-use seems even more deleterious to the unborn child. A recent study published by the Journal of Nutrition, Metabolism and Cardiovascular Diseases showed that consumption of blueberries and cranberries can make a positive difference for people with type 2 diabetes. Researchers analyzed previously published studies on the effects of these berries and individuals with and without type 2 diabetes. They found 7 studies and put them into a meta-analysis to see what blood sugar, insulin resistance, and glycated hemoglobins did in their presence. They found that regular consumption of blueberries and cranberries significantly reduced blood sugar and glycated hemoglobin compared to a placebo. Insulin resistance was unchanged. So let's keep eating our berries, especially if we have diabetes. Walnut consumption in those with metabolic syndrome may be good for their hearts, according to a new study published in the Journal of Pharmacological Research. The researchers analyzed 8 randomized controlled trials of walnut consumption in over 540 participants. Measurements included serum triglycerides, cholesterol, and body mass index. Results from the pooled analysis found a significant improvement in the serum triglyceride levels of participants who consumed walnuts on a daily basis, as opposed to those who didn't. A high level of triglycerides or blood fats accelerates the development of cardiovascular disease. So add a few walnuts to your breakfast. They may cost a little now, but in the long term, they'll pay off. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
I wonder, what does laughter have to do with memory? Well, let's find out as our friends from Live It share.
Ever forget where you put your keys? Or maybe that one word is at the tip of your tongue, but you just can't remember it? Short-term memory loss can be a common occurrence, especially when we're stressed out. This is no laughing matter, or is it?
Loma Linda University health researchers have found that when we're stressed, our cortisol levels increase. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and when it enters the hippocampus of our brain, it can damage neurons that are involved with learning and memory.
Dr. Gurinder Baines studied short-term memory in the elderly population by giving memory tests. The only difference between the two groups were that half of them watched a 20-minute funny video that made them laugh, as opposed to the non-humor group who just sat in the waiting room.
After the experiment, the humor group had significantly decreased cortisol levels compared to those who just sat and didn't watch a funny video.
As it turns out, short-term memory is a laughing matter.
When we laugh, the stress hormone cortisol decreases, and thus our short-term memory will improve.
If we can make ourselves more healthy as we take a whole person approach in that aspect, and we can decrease our stress levels, all of that can actually lead to a better quality of life.
Being able to look forward to doing something enjoyable also reduces stress.
If you're in a stressful situation, you can actually be thinking, oh, you know what, I'm going to be doing something fun with my family, you know, I'm going to work out, it's going to relieve some stress. That can actually help push cortisol levels and stress.
What are the tips for the day? Lower your stress levels by laughing more. You can watch comedies, socialize with friends, plan to do something you enjoy after work.
And for those who are grandparents, spend time with your grandkids. The little ones can always make us laugh.
There's your tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will join us to share today's devotional thought. Now, don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more exciting content. But first, we have Doctor's Orders coming up next.
All these people with their crazy diets.
What do you mean?
Oh, there's the Mediterranean diet, the pescatarian diet, the vegetarian diet, and the worst one of all.
What?
The vegan diet. What happened to eat, drink, and be merry?
Where do you get that idea from?
Oh, right here in the Bible, Nerd. It's in the Bible.
Oh, that verse says that living like that is living like an animal.
A party animal, that's right.
But it also goes on to say tomorrow we die.
Well, that's my point. Life is short. We might as well enjoy it while we're here. For instance, this morning I had bacon and eggs for breakfast. Yummy. And then this afternoon I had a burger and fries. And look at this beautiful pizza that I brought home. I've got my soda and my pizza. I am living large.
You'll be large all right if you keep eating like this.
Oh, give me a break. You're always nitpicking. Why don't you just live a little?
I don't want to live a little. I want to live a whole lot. I don't want to die tomorrow or get one of those dreaded diseases that makes me wish I was dead. So yeah, I'm one of your dreaded vegans.
Oh, brother, I'm living with the enemy.
Yeah, and chances are, I'm going to be living with you for a long, 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 long time. Choose to live a whole lot. Doctor's orders.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. We are here to get your day started with joy and peace as you spend time with us today.
This morning, we have our friends from Voice of Prophecy sharing this morning's devotional thought.
What's your first instinct when you hear good news? Do you call your spouse, your mom, or a best friend? Our first reaction when we hear good news is to share it with others. There's a baking competition show that I like to watch, and when the bakers win a prize, the producers like to put them on camera, calling their family to tell them about it. And the reactions are wonderful. Some scream, some cry, and they're all joyful. You know, sharing good news almost makes the news real, doesn't it? And that might have been how Andrew felt the day that he met Jesus. Andrew was a follower of John the Baptist. He'd heard John preaching that Messiah was soon coming, and his heart was stirred. Andrew's heart was tender and open to spiritual things. Well, one day Andrew and another of John the Baptist's disciples, who was also named John, they stood talking. And we know a lot of the details about what happened next because John recorded it for us in the Gospel of John. Now, John and Andrew stood with John the Evangelist when a man walked toward them. Now, this man didn't look extraordinary. There was nothing unusual about his appearance. Andrew and John watched as John the Baptist's face softened and his eyes shone as he looked at the approaching man. And then John introduced them. Let's read about it from John's eyewitness account in John chapter 1. John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, John the Baptist introduced Andrew and John to Jesus. And Jesus was not any man. John introduced him as the Lamb of God. Now, just days before, John had defended his preaching that Messiah would soon come. Members of the Sanhedrin had visited, and John had declared that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness to make way for the Lord. John had preached about the Lamb who was coming, the Lamb who would pay the price for mankind's sins, the Lamb, Messiah, and Savior. And here he was. And at the words, "Behold, the Lamb of God," what did Andrew and John do? Well, let's look at the next verse. It's John 1, verse 37. The two disciples heard him, John the Baptist, speak, and they followed Jesus. Andrew and John's hearts were ready to meet Jesus. And when John introduced them, they immediately followed him. Now, this was an early step for the disciples, a first step. It wasn't until later that they left their jobs and left everything behind to follow Jesus officially. And it wasn't until even later that in that year that the 12 disciples were formally appointed. Here we see Andrew and John's instinctive steps to follow the Lamb and to learn more. And Jesus answered them. John 1 verse 38 says this, "Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, 'What do you seek?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is to say, when translated, 'teacher,' 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour." And so Andrew and John had heard John preach about Messiah, and now they wanted to learn more about this man, Jesus. They referred to him as rabbi or teacher. They were just getting to know him. Later, they called him Lord. They wanted to know more, and they followed Jesus to where he was staying. They spent the day asking questions and learning from Jesus. It was a day that John and Andrew would never forget. John recalled the details many years later when he recorded the gospel, including what time of day it was. Now, this was good news. John and Andrew had met Messiah. They were his first disciples, and Andrew couldn't wait to tell others. Here's what happened next. We'll read it in verse 40. One of the two who had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now, when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone. And here we have a historic meeting. Andrew couldn't wait to share the good news with his brother Simon. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus, and Jesus gave his brother a new name. And in that meeting, Simon became Cephas, or as we better know the name, Peter. Peter became one of the best known and outspoken of all of Jesus' followers, and he was introduced to him by his brother, Andrew. How confidently Andrew must have spoken of Jesus. After that day together, he must have told Simon all about it with joy and pure belief that he was Messiah. And with that joy, Simon followed his brother to meet the Lamb of God. Here was the long-awaited Messiah and Savior, the good news. How confident are you that Jesus is our long-awaited Savior and Messiah? Are you confident in your belief that Jesus is the good news for all of humankind? And are you, like Andrew, eager to share this good news with others? You know, this is a deceptively simple question. Human relationships can be complicated. There are people in our lives, in our families even, that we eagerly share news with. The people that we would call if we were winning contestants on My Favorite Baking Show. And yet, sharing the best news of all, Jesus and the love and hope that He has for us, we might hesitate. We might worry that we'll offend them or come across as judgy or self-righteous. You know, finding just the right timing to share Jesus with our loved ones, it can be a matter of prayer. But when the time is right, remember Andrew. Speak with joy and confidence in your Savior. Who knows, God might just have something incredible planned for His work through your witness. Hope Channel family, let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, we're inspired this morning by the faith of John and Andrew. How we would have loved to have been with them as they sat and learned from Jesus. We're inspired by the joy and confidence of Andrew. Lord, please give us a measure of his faith and confidence to share about you just as Andrew did. Father, talking about you is often most difficult with our families, with those who are closest to us. Please show us the right timing and give us a measure of confidence when that timing is right. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if I were a winning contestant on My Favorite Baking Show, the first people I'd call would be Sean and our daughters. Talking about Jesus comes easy with Sean and my daughters. Talking about him with other loved ones, family, friends, that can be tougher. I pray each day that when the opportunity arises, that I'll have the confidence of Andrew, and I'll pray the same for you. Ministering to our loved ones isn't always easy, but when we pray, God will show us the perfect timing. Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday with us.
Thank you so much. What a blessing from the Word of God this morning. We were truly blessed.
And friends, thank you so much for watching Wake Up With Hope. And if you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, please visit hopetv.org/wakeup.
And please join us tomorrow morning. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a special feature. Be sure to tune in.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your very own free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have been such a blessing to so many. We don't want you to miss out. So be sure to get yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we have a Bible promise just for you. It's found in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28.
It says, "Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf."
You know, friend, are you looking to bloom and blossom like a beautiful flower? Are you still searching for the secret to abundant blessings, joy, hope, and peace? Well, here's the answer. The righteous will thrive like a green leaf. You know, as we follow God and His ways, His promises, we will thrive like a green leaf. We will not wither nor fall. What a beautiful promise.
I love it. What a blessing today's program has been. And we pray that you were also blessed. And we hope your Monday will be filled with reminders of the love, joy, and peace of God.
Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are so thankful, truly, truly thankful that you're a God who will continuously provide us with life. Not just the physical life, but abundant life that is full of joy and love and peace and above all, hope. That's what we need, Lord, today. And we have received so much from you. And we're so thankful. We pray, Lord, that as we walk throughout this day, that we will increase our faith in you, that we will draw closer and yet closer to you every moment of this day. And we thank you for the hope we have. In Jesus' name, amen.